Blog Talk Radio.
And a warm welcome to all of you from around the world. I'm Tracy Rhodes from Cellular Healing, serving all creation through spiritual amplification and delving into ancient mystery school teachings for the modern mystic. I am your host. Thank you for joining me. Shall we begin? Welcome everyone. What a wonderful day it is. Now today what we're going to look at is the full moon that's taking place this Friday, or Friday in Australia, and then also a couple of other astrological configurations from the 8th to the 12th, and also the Pluto-Uranus square. Just to have a little rundown on what's happening so that we can work with the energies of it. We will begin by sending out the light as we usually do, and we'll also perform a meditation. So let us play the crystal singing bowl. And as I do, just open your heart, open your mind, breathe in the light, breathe in love, breathing in the light and letting go of all the cares of the day. Breathing in light, letting go of all that no longer serves. Through two pillars, and you are taken to a seat that is specifically prepared for you. And as soon as you sit, you are illumined with light, and your heart sounds forth in service. And you see this pure Christ light pouring into the earth, into the soil of the earth, into our food, crops, into the crystal. We see the light pouring into the crystalline structure, animal kingdom, mineral kingdom, nature kingdom. And we see the light pouring into the waters of the earth, into the ocean, rivers, streams, ice sheets, and drinking waters of the earth. light pouring again over the earth and into the flame at the heart of the earth. You see the light pouring into the elements of the earth. Earth, air, fire, water. And today we hold all humanity strongly in the ray of the Christ star. And anyone who is known to us personally who is in need of help or healing, silently we name them now and see them in the light of the star. Amen. So as mentioned, we have a full moon in 15 degrees Virgo this Friday at 5:07 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. So when we think about it, we have the sun in Pisces, that watery, emotional, just ethereal energy, and the moon in Virgo, practical, common sense, all about the body, the earth element, the earth sign of Virgo. So the full moon, so it's a time when you can gain new understandings, greater clarity around what you're facing and envisioning, and also what you're being challenged by, may receive great answers at this time. So to look at this moon, have a look at your health, the health of your body and your spirit, and focus on how they relate and how balanced they are, how balanced you are on your physical body and your spiritual bodies, how you are integrating and working in harmony. Or are you one way? Too much to do with work and life or exercise and nothing to do with any form of spiritual development? Or are you all spiritual development and nothing to do with physically eating well or being exercising at all? So have a look at how you are relating to your physical body and your spirit at the time of this new full moon that's on the week on Friday. Also, look at the balancing of needing to know and having faith, like having to use your logical mind along with your higher mind, how well you're balancing these aspects of your being, and how you can just go with the flow. There may be a little bit of anxiety at this time, and you may tend to feel quite strongly other people's energies. If so, have a salt water bath, and just be grounded. Stand with your feet on the earth and ensure that you are grounded. So the question to ask yourself is, am I using both my common sense and inner knowledge, my inner knowing, as I consider my options or make decisions? And do I seek to bring balance between my physical and spiritual life? And what must I let go of in order to walk mindfully and consciously into the next phase of your life? I will speak a little bit later on of what's taking place astrologically over the coming weeks, and it is a very, very powerful time for new beginnings, for new things opening up. So much movement. There's so much movement, especially from the 8th to the 12th. Just so much movement. What we shall do is we'll take our first caller before we go back to the astrological information. The last four digits are 1460. You are live and on the air. Welcome. May I get your first name?
Hi, I'm Randy.
Hi, Randy. And where are you from, Randy?
I'm from Colorado.
Beautiful. And what's happening with you, Del?
So you're doing readings or healings, or how does it work?
Okay, it's a healing today. We'll be looking at whatever your situation is. You'll ask a question. I'll be giving questions to ask you. I'll use sound. I'll use words to help you move it. And simply by you saying yes, sets things in motion.
Okay, so my big thing right now is I feel like I'm attracting people that are very controlling in my life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, beautiful. How lovely. So, Randy, will you allow yourself to let go of the fear of being controlled? And
yes.
Saying yes out loud sets it in motion.
Yes.
Breathe. Releasing the fear of being controlled. Will you allow yourself to release the need to be in control yourself of your surroundings? Saying yes,
yes.
Sets it in motion.
But I'm not sure where I am feeling like I'm controlling. But yeah.
Well, generally, how I find it and how I see it is if we're being shown control, quite often we're trying to keep our surroundings so peaceful and so loving, and we're trying to control it so that it's the way we feel it needs to be. It doesn't mean we're doing it in a dominating way. It doesn't mean we're doing it in an aggressive way. It's like a self-preservation.
Yes, I see that.
So will you allow yourself to let go of the need to control your surroundings, knowing that you are always safe, that you are always loved, you are always supported, and the light within you, the spirit within you, is what is your strength and savior?
Yes, I will do my best to
breathe.
Not do that anymore.
Just breathe. You've done nothing wrong. Just is. Just breathing and letting go. Breathing and letting go. You're safe, beautiful one. Just let go. Breathing. Keep breathing. Opening your heart like a flower opens to the sunlight. Seeing at the center of your heart still clear flame. Taking your thoughts from your brow down into your heart space, into the flame. Breathing and letting go of all that no longer serves. Allowing yourself to feel the fear and just let it go. Keep breathing. Open your hands and just let go of holding on, protecting yourself, just letting go, knowing at the deepest level that you are safe, you are loved, and you are supported. Within you at the moment. Mm-hmm. What's happening in your body at the moment, Randy?
Around my heart, there's still some tightness.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to let go. Completely.
Breathe into it. It's all a choice. You can either let it go now, or you can hold on to it. Which would you prefer?
I guess you'll go later.
To let go. It's safe for you to let go. Because you're only hurting yourself by holding on. And you have the power to let go. Keep breathing. Feeling a gentle love to your heart, gentle peace to your mind.
My throat feels a little tight also.
Mm-hmm. Will you allow yourself to know that you can speak your truth easily and effortlessly and you are safe to do so? Saying yes, sets it in motion. You allow yourself to know that you are worthy of being happy and being supported in the physical world. Saying yes sets it in motion.
Yes.
Breathe. Keep breathing. You allow yourself to let go of all the words that have been spoken upon you and at you that are not of love?
Yes.
Breathe. Let go of the need to be perfect, knowing that you are right just the way you are.
Yes.
Breathe. Keep breathing. And will you allow yourself to let others be who they are and not expecting them to be perfect?
Yes.
Breathe. 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 Will you allow yourself to let go of the absolute terror that you have felt this incarnation at times?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Breathe. Letting go. Breathing and letting go. Allowing yourself to go with the flow. Accepting life as it is. But remembering how to stay in your own power. Will you allow yourself to remember how to stay in your own power?
Yes.
Breathe. I'm so pleased your dog is helping us. Every sound is exactly what it needs. Your heart. Will you allow yourself to know it is okay to let go and to be happy?
Yes.
Great. You allow yourself to release the energy of control from your father's side 7 generations past, saying yes, it's an emotion.
Yes.
Breathe. Unraveling. Dissolving. You don't have to do anything but breathe and let go. No longer taking on anyone else's stuff. Will you allow yourself to no longer take on anyone else's stuff?
Yes.
But realizing that whatever you experience, whatever you feel, whatever you see, you are the creator and you have chosen to learn this so that you can work through and work with that specific energy by balancing it so that it no longer has control over you. Will you accept this now?
Yes.
Breathe. You allow yourself to receive the light.
Yes.
You rededicate yourself to the light.
Yes.
And when you surrender all to the light.
Yes.
Breathe. Gently, easy breath. Allowing it to move through you, coming out of your head and into your heart. Breathing and being. Not having to push anything away, not having to fight, just receiving. Just receiving love. Just receiving light. And peace to your mind. What's happening within you now, Randy?
What's happening with my knee? Is that what you said?
Sorry, just cut out then.
Oh, what did you ask me?
How are you feeling?
Hello?
What's happening in your body?
I feel a lot more. I do feel more relaxed.
Beautiful. I'd like you to now see from your heart a big sphere of light all around you, like you were standing in the sun. Come back into your heart. Feel your feet on the ground. It is safe to be on the earth. It is safe to be off the earth. Will you accept this now.
Yes.
So what I suggest for you is to continue on a daily basis bringing your thoughts from your brow into your heart several times a day, walking barefoot on the earth so that you're grounded, because what happens when we have to work with a controlling energy or an angry energy, we often try to leave our body. Well, that's when we lose our strength and our sense of self and our sense of self-worth. When we're actually physically in our physical body, we have our own inner strength. And no matter what takes the place around us, eventually you will no longer feel it because you will know your strength.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That was really interesting. You asked really interesting. You said really on the ball things. And that was really, especially when you said about my father, I could definitely see that being on his side of the family. So that is cool. Thank you.
You're most welcome. So tonight have lots and lots of water. A salt water bath if you can. And as early a night as you can possibly have. Will do you the world of good because the healing will continue. If you'd like to do a private Skype session, the links are below, or if I'm also starting next month a 6-week online mentoring course as well. So just keep an eye out, and if it feels right for you, please contact me.
Okay, thank you very much.
And much love to you, Randy.
Much love to you too. Thank you.
Keep shining. Okay, so let us now have a brief meditation before we go on to the next stage with the astrology. We'll go straight to the astrology and then we'll finish the meditation. Okay, so as I said before, 8th to 12th of March, we've got Mars trining Jupiter, then conjuncting Uranus squaring Pluto. So that, what that says is when the universe says now, it means now. That's it. Time for change. Bang. It's time. No more playing around. Just do it. So when this is happening, there's just movement. There's some project, event, new direction, business that's just wanting movement, and it's going to just start taking place. Things that have been stalled now seems to get traction and develops really quickly. Whatever there is going on, there will be change. Whether it's new job, home, relationship status, there will be change. Now, we've also got the Uranus-Pluto square. Now, this is the 7th of 7 since June 2012. This is the last and final Uranus-Pluto square. This is giving us an opportunity to finally just completely wipe away all that no longer serves, bringing the light of Uranus in and the density and hidden aspects of Pluto. So bringing the light of Uranus into the hidden aspects of the Pluto within us. So there's some questions that I'd like to ask you. And this one also correlates to the seventh chakra. It's the seventh. It's the seventh of seven. And that's our connection to spirit, to the divine, to our higher selves. So the question is, what do you feel were the three most significant things, events in your life in the last 3 years? Just have a think about it. What did you learn about yourself, your strengths, your ability to change, your wisdom? What in your life isn't working anymore? What can you do to surrender it? Is there anyone or anything that just keeps appearing in your life at the present? Now, the seeds that we've planted over the past 3 years will start to come into fruition over the coming weeks, months, and years at exactly the right time. So, what if your soul wanted you to do one thing right now, what would it be? Listen carefully. If your soul wanted you to do one thing now, what would it be? If your future self had a message for you, what might that be? So over the coming week, slow down. Try to avoid confrontations, making rash decisions, any power struggles. We also have the opportunity to get past something that we felt we've been stuck in for some time. And it'll just happen. It'll just happen that it'll just bang. You finally just done it. Stepped into a new way of being. Either a new project or a new enthusiasm, burst of enthusiasm will set you in a new direction, or propel you in a new direction. Others may come forward to support you in surprising ways. You're able to leave behind all that no longer serves, easily and effortlessly. So really, it is quite an amazing week coming up, one where there's just going to be so much movement and change, and it's entirely up to you whether you choose to do it or not. All the astrological support is here. You can do it. Choice is yours. So let us go into meditation. Coming very firmly under the six-pointed star. Relaxing your shoulders, your jaw, your face. Just raising and rolling your shoulders round. Stretching your legs. And strengthening your spine so it straightens. Now breathe in the magical essence that is deep within the physical air. The white light which heals, renews, revitalizes not only the cells of the physical body, but all of your subtle body. Breathe in until you gradually become aware of your own breathing rhythm. Again, relaxing and straightening your spine. And feeling the section between your shoulder blades. Relaxing and breathing into your heart. This pure white light pours down in through and around you. And you rise up this rod of light as on wings of light into the heavenly state, into the temple of the white, holy light, the magical light of life. Breathe in this white light as you are guided into the center of the temple to be seated on a clear quartz crystal bed. This white, misty white light begins to grow stronger and brighter in the room. Glows in, through and around you. You feel yourself becoming a pure crystalline structure of light. All that no longer serves is dissolved, and the remembrance of your beauty, your inner beauty, unfolds gently and lovingly within you. Breathe and be. You see, feel, or know whatever it is that you need to do that is different to create the change that you wish to see in your life. Just breathe. Allow the energy of the change to just move through you so that you instinctively know what to do. Not using your head, but just allowing your heart, your spirit, your soul to allow what needs to take place to take place. Opening your heart more, opening your mind more, and surrendering to the light, to the love of your spirit, so that you may share it with all whom you come in contact with, so that you may live by the love of your spirit, so that you may see by the love of your spirit, and speak by the love of your spirit. Breathe. You are now taken as you stand gently on the crystal tablet, knowing that the crystalline purity of yourself is embedded within your heart space. Begin to walk up 3 steps through 2 pillars out into a courtyard, where you climb into a pool of water. You just float on the waters, gently rocking from side to side. No effort is needed, you just float in the waters. You stand now from the waters, and your white chai with white tang. Then you walk outside and sit upon the grass. Restraining and integrating all you have received. Breathing and integrating all that you have received. Bringing your attention all the way down into your physical body. Feeling the seat beneath you. Rolling your shoulders. Stretching your limbs. And when you are ready, gently opening your eyes. And we seal our centers with a silver equal-sided cross within a circle of light. And you place this upon your crown. Sacral, spleen on the left hand at the back, and the base of your spine. Encircle yourself in light 7 times, and on the in-breath it comes through the left foot, up the left side of the body, see a white light through the left foot, up the left side of the body, on the in-breath, round the top of the head and down the right side, coming back underneath your feet to complete the circle. We do this together 7 times. 1. Two, three, four, five, six, and 7. See a spiral of light coming through the left foot, circling the body 7 times clockwise, up like a corkscrew up to the crown of the head and straight down the spine, back deep into the earth. Father, Mother, God, we give thanks for this time of communion. May we truly remember the beautiful blessing of love that we are. May we allow our spirit to live fully in human form. And may we shine the love and wisdom of the ages to all whom we come in contact with, throughout all humanity, all creation. And may God's blessing be upon this work. So please, click the links below. There's free gifts. If you'd like to schedule a private session on Skype, go to the services page, private session or counselling, And next week, as I mentioned earlier, next month, as I mentioned earlier, on the 12th, we'll be starting a new six-week mentoring session, which is, we're halfway through one at the moment, and it's just going so beautifully. What I'm hearing from the participants is just amazing. They're saying that the growth, the spiritual growth and their understanding of their life and what's actually happening to them is just so much more profound. They're opening to receiving more and strengthening their aura so they don't take on other people's energy as much, and so that they understand and take responsibility for what it is that they do as well. So, keep shining, amplify your spirit, activate yourself, and shine as you were meant to shine. Tracy Rose. Love all whom you come in contact with.